This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Hour two, 1-866. A lot of responses on social media platforms. Lines are open. Go ahead, give us your thoughts as to what's going on in your backyard, in your particular states. Again, that number is 1-866-582-9933. I want to bring you over because we're still verifying those things that I was ranting about during the first hour. Just so you can see across the boards, people are saying that this is major fraud. And it is major fraud. It's not an issue of succumbing to others that won because they won fairly. No, listen, I'm for the law. If it's done justly and it's done uprightly, then I'm all about it. You know, if I have to take my punches, I'll take my punches. But the bottom line is I'm in the center of all of this because I want people to understand that it's the church's job to right these wrongs. It's not for us just to sit back and complain about it. It's for us to repair the breaches and to fix the issues. Do you know that while we were at Yorktown, James Madison, the father of our Constitution, it was up on the wall that America is established on justice. Do you realize that justice is the heart of God? He's known by the justice that he executes. Read Jeremiah 9:24 when you get a moment. His heart is justice. Why? Folks, because look what it establishes, righteousness and peace within the gate. And if we uphold his laws, friends, we're going to be a people that are going to understand the fruits of the law, righteousness, peace, goodness, truth, so on and so forth. And I'm thinking of the gifts, but the fruits of the Spirit, which is found in Ephesians 5:9. Read that when you get a moment. Let's go over to Ron Paul's people. I like what they have to say quite a bit. And I just want to kind of show you across the board what others are saying. And I'm not talking about Fox News. I'm not talking about their controlled operatives that they have. They're going to continuously, and I'm talking about the Bonginos. I'm talking about the Becks. I'm talking about the Sean Hannity's. I'm talking about all those guys over there that have been put up as the good guy. You've already seen them fail the test a million times, and not a one of them's bringing about a reference to resolve the issues. Not a one of them. They just keep fueling the divide and conquer narrative, don't they? Mark 3:25. Let's go over and again listen to what they have to say over at Ron Paul's outfit.
Circle back to, and that is the fact that yes, there are many races that we do not know the conclusion to. Now, people have been conditioned now to expect counting the votes takes time. No, it doesn't. And it never has in the past. We've only had this. Remember when an anomaly 2000 was, the nation was turned upside down because we didn't know the result right away. So just the very fact that we are still counting, we don't know who won, tells you the dire state of voting in America right now. In fact, I think probably the voting is cleaner in Venezuela than it is here. And I was watching with disgust yesterday in places like Arizona, Maricopa County. You see, you saw some blue-collar workers showing up to vote. They get there, 20% of the voting machines just didn't work. Didn't they do a test run? They didn't work. So these guys, they had to get back to work. They can't afford to take the whole day off and sit around waiting to vote. Do we know that these are Republican voters? We don't know. There's a good chance they were. But regardless of who they would have voted for, the idea that on Election Day, 20% of the vote counting machines didn't work. Also, a lot of people posted pictures of their ballots on Twitter. The ballots were printed in such a shoddy manner. I saw better ballots printed in Albania than I saw there. And in fact, they were so badly printed that the reader couldn't read. The automatic reader couldn't read the result. They had to spoil it and get a new ballot. So, and we've saw tons of problems in Pennsylvania and elsewhere. So the fact is, Dr. Paul, that voting in the U.S. is atrocious. It's an absolute disgrace. It's amazing that a so-called first world country cannot hold a first world type of election. So regardless of the result, got a real problem here with how we conduct our elections.
Okay, so there you have it again, and that's their perspective as to what's going on, though it's a different part of the problem that we're having in this country. Now, what I want to do is I want to show you the resolve. I want to bring you the resolve. And we have every right under heaven to right ourselves the wrongs. I mean, I can go through the Declaration of Independence for you again, friends, but you understand what that was. That was the 3% of the population, along with 13 colonies and 56 signers, and our forefathers, and the Black Robe Regiment that said no more to the corrupt king across the pond that would not be ruled by God. Well, guess what? They're not across the pond anymore. They're in your backyard. And they'll do whatever it takes to make sure and ensure that they stay incumbent. And the powers that be, that appointed them, that planted them in so many different ways, because that's exact, folks, to suggest otherwise, I wish some of you people making comments to the negative would call in and tell everybody again your thoughts. To suggest that this is not all pre-planned. Remember what President Roosevelt said, that criminal said back in the 30s. Presidents aren't selected. He said they're elected. He's also the guy that said nothing happens in politics that's not first planned. Isn't that all the more reason, by the way, for people to get involved in politics? Isn't it? Presidents aren't elected, they're selected. I think I said it the other way just a moment ago. Forgive me if I did. Presidents are not selected. They're not elected. They're selected. That's exactly what's going on here. The only thing I can do right now is take it home. Nobody voted Tim Walz back in. Nobody wanted to go for round two concerning their oppressor to have a free hand again. Hey, folks, this is the guy that rarely shows up. The only time you ever see him was when he's doing his little political ops for the mainstream media. Nobody ever sees him. There's billboards throughout the state, friends. Where's Tim Walz? I'm not kidding. We had Eric Mortensen on. He's a representative in southern Minnesota. The first thing he said when he seen Tim Walz, it was interesting. He just looked at him, unbeknownst to him that Walz was there. He turns around and sees him. He said, "Where have you been?" They can't even go to the governor's office and commune with him. He's not there. And with Keith Ellison, I'm not going to give the guy as any credit in any sense of the word. The guy's dumb as a rock. He's a con man. And everybody sees him for who he is. And might I remind you, as I said during the first hour, he was denounced by the police in the state of Minnesota, and yet he wins the highest office as the attorney general in the state? Folks, really what this does is it's an exhibition of the ignorance of the people that put up with this. It's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. You are being laughed at by these people every step of the way. I'd love to get Tim Walz on this show. I would love to get Keith Ellison on this show. They ain't going to get on this show no more than they're going to debate anybody that's got a head on their shoulders concerning who we are and what it is that we are to establish in this state. And this applies across the boards. Isn't it interesting? The only people they'll talk to are the controlled operatives, the useful idiots in the mainstream media. They got to stay within their bounds, right? Yep, because they know what they're going to be asked. They're softballs. Wake up, folks.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Just what any people find out what any people will quietly submit to, and you have the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed on them. You know, it's interesting as I'm thinking about this, I think about our military men that are actually living their lives in such a fashion as which we're speaking today, that are fighting to make sure, as we're sold by the media once again, that they're protecting our freedoms. In many cases, they are. No doubt about it. Nobody honors the military more than this ministry does. In righteousness, though. But those guys are fighting, bleeding, and dying with their actions, and Americans do nothing but talk. And what do they do when they're told by their taskmasters another lie? Well, they just quietly submit to the exact measure of the injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. And guess what, friends? It is. It is. Fighting's good for everybody but the American people, and it's amazing how that works. It really is. As a matter of fact, it doesn't work, and I think that's the point that I'm trying to make here. So let's go over to Oliver Cromwell. I want to give you, because I've seen some people on social media platforms talking about this at the very beginning of the first hour, and I want you to hear this. This is Oliver Cromwell. Oliver Cromwell just happened to be a political and a military leader in the 17th century in England who served as Lord Protector, or head of the state, and that of the Commonwealth of England, Scotland, and Ireland for a five-year period until his death in 1658. But this is what you need to know about Cromwell. Cromwell was known for being ruthless in battle, and he twice led successful efforts to remove the British monarch from power, the corrupt from power. Cromwell was a devout Puritan. We should all be that, Puritans. Was particularly intolerant of injustice. So am I. Cromwell was credited for helping to lead Great Britain towards a constitutional government. after seeing that King Charles I continuously dissolved the parliament, the voice of the people, the representatives, like you're seeing today, and that corrupt king was preparing war against them. He was preparing war against him and his political opposition. Who's sending out the FBI and the CIA and the ATF and the IRS? Who did they just empower all the more with your money? Arming them against who, friends? Not against foreigners. Against you. Those that dare speak out against their corruptions. Well, that's what Cromwell did when he stood up against King Charles I. Why? Because King Charles I was ignoring the voice of the law, the representatives, the people. He was preparing war against his opposition, those that would not submit to his unlawful order. He was using foreign countries to war against his own people to put them down. Does this sound familiar, friends? Maybe I need to remind you about what's going on in New York right now in several states throughout the United States of America, where they now have police officer bases that are Chinese enforced. You have the United Nations in New York. You have the UN within the United States of America. You have Russians and Chinese on both sides of the United States of America. Pay attention to those two, because this will come around again. And one day it will be so embedded into your minds you'll never forget it. This is already happening, all of this, okay? Cromwell was not going to put up with King Charles's treason. And he had enough. He said no more. By the end of 1648, the parliamentarians had won a decisive victory in the Second English Civil War. So the people within were fighting. After Pride's Purge, in which troops under the command of Colonel Thomas Pride arrested those in Parliament still loyal to the monarch, the corrupt, the chamber was removed or reconvened with a membership that was decidedly anti-monarch. In other words, it wasn't going to be ruled by one man or a despot. And it wasn't going to be ruled arbitrarily. Are you listening, friends? We all hear about the CFR. How they control everything. Remember, Clinton said back in the 90s, there's a government within this government that I have no control over. Who is he talking about? Hey, folks, it's their job to uphold the Constitution. It's not there to obey the CFR. It's not their, it's not theirs to dictate what we do in the United States to the Rockefellers or through the likes of a George Soros. No, that's all illegal. That's all subversive to American government. But this is what they're enforcing today. And it's illegal in America. It's illegal. You know what? I want to stop right there for a moment. All of you law enforcement agencies, isn't it your job to uphold the law? And doesn't that include domestic enemies as well? Those that tear down the Constitution? Those that are trying to recreate it in their image? Isn't it for you to stand up against them? How come these corrupt governors that we're talking about, and these corrupt AGs, these corrupt mayors, these corrupt representatives throughout the United States of America, how come you haven't arrested them yet? The common man wants to know why you're not doing your job. Did you hear what I said? The common man wants to know why you're not doing your job. It's your job to interpose on the behalf of the people that you swore to protect. And the way that you protect them is to uphold the law against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. All of you police officers that are just doing your job, I want to ask you something. Is that what your constitutional details? Is that what the Constitution details when you swore an oath to uphold it? To take orders from someone that's corrupt? Or is it your job to stand up against those that are corrupt? And I've reiterated this several times. There was Nuremberg trials, and every single one of those criminals, the war criminals, you know what they did? They said they were just taking orders. No, they weren't. If they were taking orders, folks, the only place that they were, because they were established as a republic as well. It was their job to stand up against Adolf Hitler, not to take Adolf Hitler's orders and attacking innocent people. And you, my friends, that fail to uphold the law and arrest these criminals for who they are, you are violating your oath, and you will answer before God, and it's probably more likely than not you're going to answer before your fellow brethren on this earth before you stand in front of your judge. Why don't you do your job? Because you promised to do your job. It's not your job to take money and to sell out your people with a kiss like Judas did to Jesus in Luke 22:48. But a majority of you, that's what you do. You say you're just doing your job. You that work in the county, you that work in the cities, you're not doing your job when you're trying to implement something that's illegal to the Constitution. You're accessories to the crime. You're accomplices to the crime of your God, the one that you fear. Stop right there. Do you realize that when you take your counsel from your fears, I can tell you who you serve? We're not to take counsel from our fears, friends. We're to take counsel from the fear and the fear of God, from His Word. And when you swore your oath, going back to my point, you had your hand on the Bible. And the Lord said that He will not hold you without an account. The third commandment says, Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. You want to go ahead and sow bad seed into your life and reap a corrupt harvest? You go ahead and do it. But the American people are waiting for you to do your job. And guess what? They're more willing and able to stand behind you with a smile on their face, but they're waiting for you to do what you promised that you would do. They're trying to figure out why you haven't. Why you have a DeWine. Why you have a Tim Walz. Why you have a Keith Ellison. Why you have a Governor Whitmer. Where are the sheriffs? Richard Mack, we've had him on the show several times. If the sheriffs would do their job, this would be all over with. Hey, folks, you shut the door and you deal with corrupt politicians, guess what? Those special interest groups and those that want to call the shots behind them, they can't do anything because the door's shut on them. You see how that works? Don't sit there and talk to me about how the deep state is doing what the deep state is. No, wait a second. Let me remind you. The politicians that you love and that you worship and that you fail to stand against, they're the ones doing the bidding of special interest groups, and they're the ones guilty of what you call the deep state. There is no deep state. There is no deep state. It's when the politicians and the representatives do their job, they shut down the deep state. They call these agencies in to go ahead and prosecute those and repeal the invasion and the domestic insurrection. That, in fact, they are accountable. Friends, when it comes to the domestic insurrection, they are the ones responsible for creating it today. Everything that you see on so many different levels is completely backwards in its very function. And it's us, we the people, that are responsible for where we're at today. And I want to say this because I want unity here. The fulfilling of the law is love. And when we all fulfill that law, it's because we love each other. We're going to have unity in this country under God. And God will not fail to show himself strong on the behalf of those that take him at his word and uphold the right. He says it over and over. It's our wisdom, Deuteronomy 4:6. It's our wisdom. But I want to get back to this when we get back on the other side. Tim, give me a couple more minutes and then call in. I got Tim Brown, morning show host. He's going to call in and tell you about what took place back in the 40s when the veterans came back and seeing that they were corrupting the system, the voting system, the mayor and the police there in that particular town in Tennessee, Athens, Tennessee. Be right back on the other side. 1-866-582-9933.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. Tropical storm Nicole weakened to a tropical depression as it crossed the Florida panhandle on its way north into Georgia. The storm has sent Florida homes toppling into the Atlantic Ocean and threatened a row of high-rise condominiums in places where Hurricane Ian washed away the beach and destroyed seawalls only weeks ago. The storm, which caused at least 4 deaths, was the first November storm to make landfall in Florida in 37 years and only the 3 on one record. Colorado voters have passed a ballot initiative to decriminalize psychedelic mushrooms for people 21 and older. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm talking about justice. I am. They're hoping that the Uncle Tom there, the voting results that they're giving you right now, they want you to believe what you were just told and that you're supposed to just silently submit to it now. No, I'm telling you, enough is enough, folks. And that's exactly what I'm telling you. Don't talk about insurrection to me. I'm the one upholding the law, not trying to tear it down. Massive voter fraud going on through the United States of America again. You've seen it through Biden. There's that tsunami. Here it comes, and it keeps going, doesn't it? And they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again, and they're going to do it again. Now they're running off of slogans to make sure that innocent blood is shed throughout the land, like Minnesota and that of Michigan. They wanted to make sure that women had a right that God never gave them, nor did the Constitution. They want to make sure that the women have a right to continuously murder innocent babies in the womb. Oh my goodness, folks. Read 2 Kings 24, verse 4. The Lord said he would not forgive that. Read Numbers 35, 33. Those that are responsible for shedding the blood, the Lord said, if you want to appease my wrath, this is how you do it. You take the blood of the guilty that shed the blood of the innocent. That's the only thing that appeases it. And look at how man has set up a system to war against God by making it a system of indulgence. Are you tired of it yet, Americans? Yep, same here. Same here. We're tired of it. I'm highlighting right now Oliver Cromwell. Back in the 1600s, who said, you know what, the people after a civil war said, enough of this king. They found that he was committing treason. He continuously shut down the voice of the people. He didn't want to hear what the law said because he wanted the people to believe that he was the law through hereditary. lineage, right? Right. His dad must have been a king. So therefore, that's a custom that the Bible condemns, folks. It's a heathen custom. Read Common Sense by Thomas Paine. By the end of 1648, the parliamentarians had won a decisive victory in the Second English Civil War. And after Pride's Purge, in which troops under the command of Colonel Thomas Pride arrested those in Parliament still loyal to the monarch, the chamber was reconvened when a membership that was decidedly anti-monarch. By the way, Thomas Pride was actually those that were arrested by him in showing loyalty to the crown. The people stood up and they actually captured him and they hung him on a pole. So they were at the end of their wire with the treason within, okay? So the king tried to do his best to keep them browbeating. And so he did is he started sending out the brown shirts of his day to attack those that were his political opposition, just like you're seeing today. But the people stood up, okay? That's what happened. In the aftermath of the purge, the remaining parliamentarians voted to arrest and execute Charles, the king. Cromwell returned from the north of England to become the third member of Parliament to sign the resulting document ordering the king's arrest, and Charles was beheaded in January of 1649. What was the message, do you suppose? The message was, is we're not going to tolerate your treason against we the people anymore. And I can't find it in Scripture where we're supposed to submit to it. Call it extreme, but let me tell you what's extreme, folks. Extreme is selling yourself on the murder of the innocent in the womb. Extreme is when a government sanctions the murder of over 60 million babies illegally. That's setting yourself at war with God when you submit to that. Extreme is when a government uses its own sons to unconstitutionally topple foreign governments who refuse to submit to a global order. That's extreme, is it not? Extreme is a government that commits treason against its own people on a daily basis. Is it not? And by the way, it's illegal. Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. Look at how they're arming the IRS, the DHS, the VHA, the OIG, the SSA, NPS. All, of course, acronyms for the agencies that have been created and empowered to war against their political opposition. We're doing this to ourselves, friends. Hey, folks. Desperate situations call for desperate measures. And if we knew the provision in the Constitution, we would have never, ever put up with any of this one time. See, but you've been conditioned by those that say, oh, this guy's like this, or they're just too extreme. No, I just love freedom more than he does. And I love my Lord way more than that hypocrite does. That do nothing. People like that, they weigh heavy in the body. They're nothing but gossips. They're a part of the problem. And those are the people that say much and they do nothing about the problems. And they got all the right answers, but they never produce them, do they? This ministry has filled over and over and over again with just that. Our basket is filled with what we have done by the Spirit of God. There's no fruit. They're good for nothing. Absolutely. Plucked up from the roots. And that's what most men are in this country. Folks, if we do not maintain justice, justice will not maintain us. I want to take Tim Brown, Son of Liberty, morning show host. And thanks for jumping on, Tim. And I called Tim and I said, listen, I want you to get up on the radio show with me and help me a little bit because I'm losing my voice again. But I want you to help me with this Athens, Tennessee story concerning what happened in America back in the 1940s, because we see a similarity of what took place there in that little town on a massive scale now through the United States of America. I guess we didn't understand, Tim, a little leaving at the whole lump.
Well, yeah, that's true, and that's kind of what I've been getting on in the morning show and the promotion of Pactum Civics is to learn our duties. And in the 1940s, well, actually, it was in the 1930s. A lot of this was going on in Athens. It was happening among the sheriff. It was happening among the mayor there, and the people began to be concerned that they were not just stuffing the ballot box; they were swapping it out, which is I can't figure out for the life of me why people think that electronic voting is the way to go. I mean, that is the easiest most deceptive way to steal elections. And it isn't just the guy, you know, Clint Eugene up there in Ohio in 2006. I think he played or showed that the other day that we had on sonsoflibertymedia.com who testified that, yeah, I can jump right in those electronic voting machines and I can switch it 51% to 49%. No problem. And nobody would ever know. And yet we have pictures of them bringing another balance and this, that, and the other, like you showed earlier. But in 1956, they came in and it was clear they were stealing the election. But you know who led? Do you know who led the charge that said, okay, we're not going to have this and we're not going to come protest you with some little cardboard sign?
Yeah.
We're going to go to the armory and we're going to use the Second Amendment for what it was for, to protect the right we have to keep and bear arms. I don't even agree with keeping them in the army. In the armory, you have a right as an individual that is not to be infringed, and that includes buying it, by the way. The whole buying process, let me just throw that in, the whole buying process of an arm, whether it's a knife, a gun, or whatever it is an infringement upon your liberty, because to keep and bear arms assumes you have the right to obtain those arms as well. And what you have to do is prove your guilt, your innocence. They assume you're guilty, which is completely opposite of how the Bible looks at things and how American law is supposed to look at it. So anyway, in 1946, the guys who took up arms were the veterans. These are the boys who were coming back from the war. And they were like, well, wait a minute. Okay, we've seen this once. Now we're going to deal with it. So you have several guys. I could read off to you. There's a number of things. Maybe I should do an article where we get some of these people involved. There was a black man who tried to vote. He was called all kinds of names, eventually shot in the back because he wanted to vote. And so you've got some veterans who come in, and they basically organize the militia. They put out the horn for the militia. Come and gather with us. And the militia is not the boys in blue. It ain't the boys in brown. In fact, you know, I've been telling the audience in the morning, Bradley, the boys in blue are not mentioned in the Constitution, and they're probably not mentioned in your state constitution. Neither are the boys in brown. The sheriff is not mentioned there. That is sort of a tradition that's been carried down. We all know the story of Robin Hood and the Sheriff of Nottingham, who he actually worked for, was the king. And the real law protectors, the law enforcers, the real people to do that are the men.
The Minutemen.
Of whatever county. And the problem that we have is the men haven't done what these veterans did in the 1940s. We haven't been taught it, so it's kind of out of our mind, and wherever we get a little light, we want to try to follow that light. So that's kind of what my pitch is. But these guys went in, and they got the guns from the armory, and they went, and they were ready to go overtake where these guys were fraudulently, quote-unquote, counting the ballots. And they brought it out to the people, and they did a public accounting of this. You saw the video I sent you yesterday from Maricopa County. I played it on the show this morning. Yep. And those guys were out there. Where do we see in the Constitution where you have to have some kind of approved pass before you become the press? Where do we see that? And yet this little person who claims that he was an authority to say you're trespassing, you have to have this. We see it with the sheriff just enforcing it. You're not following a legal order. Well, he didn't have any authority to do that, to tell those guys to get off the property. They just wanted to cover it. They weren't busting in. They weren't causing trouble. They weren't. But we see what went on there. The problem is, Bradley, as far as I can see it, is the men of the country, that includes you and me, we haven't been taught how to be those militia men that we read about, that we honor so much with our words, that we think so highly of, and rightly so. We haven't been taught to do it, so we're groping in the dark trying to find out how to do it, and that's the real problem. The men of the United States, what are the men today?
Let me just read this. Yeah. I want to highlight some of the things that you're saying, Tim, as you're saying them. Roger Sherman, one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, said that sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the arms of rugged, fearless men. I got Tim Brown's morning show host on with me right now. We got one more segment. We're going to come back. I got Cody up on as well. If you want to call, please do 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to let Tim finish that thought out in just a moment here. We got to take a quick break. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I am Naomi from Montana. Bradley Dean is going into the schools enlightening our youth about important issues. He is also waging war in spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to encourage you to put aside denominational differences and stand behind this man of God, because divided as a nation, we shall fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Tim Brown, morning show host, joining us right now. I'm going to give one more quote, Tim, and then we'll get back to your thoughts. Let's see him through. John Hancock said, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast." That means fixed in direction and with a proper sense of your dependency upon God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us. It's interesting, Tim, because what we're seeing today is they're setting the narrative. They're telling you what to do. And if you don't go along with it, then this is what they're going to do to you. The role of government is so upside down in this country. It sickens me to no end. And we wonder why we're getting the fruit of Isaiah 59 on so many different levels. Now, what I want to say, Tim, is this. I want to bring about the resolve. I highlighted Oliver Cromwell and bringing about justice concerning, or should I say bringing in about justice concerning the king that would not be ruled by God, who was not doing his job, who was committing treason against himself. And it's the same thing that we're seeing on so many levels in America today. Cromwell's people didn't put up with it. At the end of the day, they beheaded the king. Am I saying that that's what we do? No, but I am saying that the consequence of treason, Article 3, Section 3, is found in federal code, and the consequence of treason is death, folks. Like it or not, that's the fact, and those are the judgments and statutes that God has given us to preserve what we have today. If not, we're going to keep getting more of the same old, and every day of the week, what do we do? Oh, there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do. We're losing all of our freedoms. Well, then fight for them. I mean, that's what Scripture teaches us. that we're to fight the good fight of faith. So, Tim, go ahead and finish out your thought concerning what took place in the 30s and the 40s in Athens, Tennessee, when the veterans came home to see what their mayor was doing. It was a big no-no. Do we got Tim? Don't know what happened to Tim. Do we have Tim?
Hello.
Okay, there you are.
Yeah, we do.
Yep, there you are.
There we are. Okay. So, yeah, just to tap on to what you said, you know, I love Oliver Cromwell, too. One of the things that I can tap on to what happened in Athens, you know, you're talking about the beheading of the king. Well, what happened before that, though? They had to take up arms against the king.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's not forget that.
And there was a civil war there, too. Yes, yes.
That's right. That king had swore to uphold what the Protestant Reformation was about. He was a Protestant king. And what was he doing? He was bringing in Roman Catholics from Scotland and such, or not Scotland, Ireland and such, into England. And Oliver Cromwell said, no, you're bringing in Antichrist against your own people. What are you doing? It's because he was obviously like Solomon. He had been seduced by a woman with foreign gods. So they had to fight against the king, and Cromwell, as you know, appealed to him over and over. Look, you can keep your crown. Just do what you're supposed to do before God. And the king would have none of it, so they said, okay, you know what? We've given you mercy. We've given you space to repent. You won't do it. Off with your head. And I know it hurt Oliver Cromwell to do that. I know he was anguished over that. That is not some – this is why when people say for me, they say, well, you're just – I've had people write me and say, you're just lusting for blood. No.
Isn't that ignorance? Isn't the government they put up with that has shed the blood of 63 million babies? They're accusing you of upholding the law to put that to a stop. Is calling for bloodshed? Can you make that up, Tim?
Oh, it's awful, and people don't understand it. And if they think I want to be, and look, this is, I told them, this is an issue to where when you read the death penalty in the scripture, it is a community event. It is not some guy with a hooded, you know, mask on. Everybody partakes in it. And God said it so everybody will learn to fear. And what? Fear the destruction that comes on them and this, that, and the other. Well, they can learn a lesson from that, but so that they fear God because it's his law that's been violated.
Yeah.
So,
and let me go fast forward to what you're saying, though, and springboarding even that of Cromwell. Remember what our forefathers did? There was a Major André where George Washington, with tears running down his face, he signed the death warrant because this individual was guilty of committing the act of treason. So our forefathers taught us the same thing, and of course this is all derived from Scripture. But now, for the sake of time, Tim, I need to go fast forward and get to Athens, Tennessee. What happened there? And I knew it was the veterans. I've seen it. I've read it. The whole gist of it, but the fact of the matter is they came back from fighting off enemies in foreign lands only to find out that those that were operating incumbent in government in their small town were acting the same way of those that they were fighting across the seas, only to return to find them back home.
Yeah, well, they eventually not only got arms, I mean, they got what would be considered legal for us, which is perfectly lawful under our Second Amendment. They're supposed to be, the Second Amendment is supposed to protect, which were explosives as well. They showed up at the county jail. I think there was several people who were involved. Cantrell was one of them, was a name that I remember, Mansfield. They were caught in there so-called counting the votes without anybody. You know, what does the scripture say? Two or three witnesses confirm the matter. That's Old Testament and New Testament. And these guys were in there, and obviously they were henchmen of, I don't know, what do you want to call them, Boss Hog or whatever. They're the henchmen of that guy, and they're counting these votes out. Well, the veterans go in there, blow open the door. They go in and they get the box, and they're the ones who bring it out to the people. They want everything done in the light of day. But they did it through force. And I'm going to tell you, it's like I tell the Convention of States people, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard, where they want to say, well, we need to write more things. We need to have a Convention of States. They deceive the people because the guy heading that up called it a constitutional convention when he first started. It was called conconcon.org. That was his website. He admitted it was. Now he's changed his narrative because people called him out. And he says, oh, nobody can change this. Well, all you got to do is look back at the Constitutional Convention that took place that produced this Constitution we have. And they did the same thing. They usurped the first Constitution, the Articles of Confederation, instead of unanimity to pass an amendment. They wrote a whole new thing. They put three-fourths. And I warn people the same thing here. And the question I ask is, When in human history have you seen tyrants stop by more words? Because they're trampling on the law anyway.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter if it's man's law or God's law. They have no affiliation to that. They have it to themselves. And James, I want to throw this in. James, they're doing it to themselves. It isn't the devil making them do it.
Yeah.
James says,
Tim, you got 1 minute. You got to explain it within 1 minute. I got Cody that's been hanging on for, okay.
They can't be tempted of God. They're drawn away by their own lust. And why are the men doing and the women doing what they're doing in civil government today? Because of their own lust. They want to promote themselves. They love the limelight. They're just like their father, the devil. And we've got to stand up and deal with it.
Amen. Amen.
And there's no avoiding a war. Let's get that out in the open. There's no avoiding violence. It's going to come. But for the people of God, we're to react defensively.
Yeah, that's right.
We're to do it in preservation of life. But there's no doubt it's coming.
Yeah, it is. And I think people need to wake up to the fact that we're already in it in a lot of ways right now. We're seeing that which is the precipice to war on so many different fronts. Now, listen, just to make it clear, I desire reformation, not a war.
I do too.
And the fact of the matter is we're not seeing the people that are incumbent acting in such a fashion. They're actually provoking that war, and they've been doing it far too long in this country. Thanks for your time, Tim. I totally appreciate it. Cody, thanks for holding on. I got 3 minutes. What say you, my friend?
Hey, good snowy afternoon to you, Bradley.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Isn't that crazy?
A little bit in Illinois, anyway. When I was back home in North Dakota, I worked polls. And North Dakota is a state that's very conservative, always has their budgets in line, you know, no big drama in that state. And it was pretty simple how we voted. We voted just like check the one you want. They're like in school when you take the test. And then it'd be scanned by machine. So I don't understand these states that think they need a computer terminal and then having the potential problems of being able to print that thing on demand. You know, these are pre-printed ballots, and I understand some states do that, but I was talking to some people the other night, and they're like, oh, we're voting in Arkansas, and then we go in the machine, and then it prints out three copies of them. Just like, I'm trying to figure out if you're going to print anyway, why would you take a chance? Why do you need to buy a machine? Why do you need to take a chance that this machine is not going to work when all you have to do is hand somebody a pre-printed ballot, you fill it in, you circle, you know, you take a number two pencil and you fill in the little circle. So anybody that doesn't have a simple system, anybody that's in a state, I would encourage you to, you know, just keep, you know, raising heck with it all, because there's no reason to have these machines and then, oh, it's not printing garbage.
Well, no. Well, you know as well as I do, Cody, they just keep corralling us into a system that they want us to be a part of, and they've been doing this again far too long. And I would say this, at least concerning the conversation that we've been having today. You know, all of this comes back to this, Cody. Thomas Jefferson said it, when the government fears the people, you have liberty. But when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. We're in between all of that right now, and the American people need to decide today who they're going to serve, first of all. And second of all, if they want their country back, they're going to have to fight for it. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And these tyrants that want to give us the impression that they've been reelected in, the fact of the matter is we know it's not true, they know it's not true, and the American people need to set the record straight rather than letting them set the narrative once again. Cody, I'm going to give you the last word. I think we got about 30 seconds left, my friend.
Well, Bradley, I'll call you next week and discuss some other ideas. You know, the big thing to me is they talk about a democracy being dangerous, but I'd like to discuss how that democracy was set up and what we could change to fix our present system a little more. So
yeah.
I'll talk to you next week.
Yep, talk to you. Article 4,
section.
Yep, thank you. Article 4, section 4, folks.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.